Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then I had a chance to talk with one of the guides from over in the eastern part of the state, Chaz Martin, and then lastly, some great fly fishing tips from Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Player's Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come into Hayward Power Course now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the number one off-road lineup. Got work to do? Haul more people, more cargo, and get more done with Ranger, the world's hardest working, smoothest riding utility side-by-side. Handle anything nature throws at you for the legendary Sportsman, the best-selling automatic ATV of all time. Or experience the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility in a high-performance RZR. And live life without limits. Get rolling at Polaris.com or see us at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, and online at HaywardPowerSports.com for rebates up to $2,000.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 9/30/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and this morning I've got myself in here and co-host Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and we got Mr. Bob Schuster in here. Morning, Bob.
Morning, John, Desmond, and Art.
Good morning.
It is a great morning.
Yes, it is.
Bob, you know, we're into September here as we're talking, airing the show. Hunting seasons are coming fast.
Right around the corner.
And fall fishing, what are you hearing out there on the fishing right now?
The panfish has been pretty good. A lot of good crappie action, some good bluegill action. Bass are biting, both smallies and largemouth. A little tougher bite, but if you locate them, you can have a good outing. Pike has been pretty decent, and muskie has been iffy.
Yeah, well, you know, that's this time of year.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I met a young fellow, not a young fellow, he's probably 55, and we were talking about...
He's a young fellow.
Yeah, well, you got to look at Art, though.
In this crowd, he couldn't be young. Anyway, we were talking about muskie fishing on Couderay, and you, as you know, in the past, the muskie fishing on Couderay has been really... zilch.
Yeah.
Well, he tells me that he caught three muskies around 30 inches. He said they were beautiful fish, and he caught a couple big northerns. He's of the opinion that the northerns are running bigger because of what Max did for the last couple of years, taking northerns out of that lake.
Thinning out the herd, yeah.
Yep, but I was really impressed with that.
Yeah, I've heard that it's been a pretty decent northern bite out there.
You know, the one thing people you got to remember here, too, is the early part of September,
you're going to see that movement, a shallow movement of most fish, actually. They'll get extremely shallow sometimes. And sometimes the guys are musky fishing. They don't get kite shallow enough.
Absolutely, John. And that's, I think, caused by the cool down and the water temps. And
all the food. The food moves shallow.
Food moves shallow, and they're ready to eat. So that's truly, I think, one of the best times of the year to be out there. And usually boat traffic is a little quieter.
Yeah.
The tough thing is, though, as we move forward, we got bow season opening, small game opening, great fishing for the fall.
So many things to do.
So little time.
You bet. Desmond, you're going to get into the hunting this year too, aren't you?
Absolutely. I was just saying, I don't know when we're going to find time to take a night off fishing so that you can show me how to work the crossbow.
Yeah, we're going to have to teach her how to shoot crossbow now too. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, there's be a lot of good things coming up. This is a time of year where you really do have a lot of opportunities for outdoor sports.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for the fall muskie, you got the Lake Chippewa Resort Association that puts on the fall muskie hunt.
That will be September 6th, 7th, and 8th.
You got Muskies Inc. With their great fall tournament coming up, and also a fly fishing one, I believe, out of Treeland. So
you bet. So a bunch of, I'll give the dates out on that stuff a little later in the show, but that, there's a lot of events.
Yeah, and as we were talking, fishing will just get better and better as time goes on.
I think the thing that I've noticed lately, talking about lakes in general, is the activity of the individuals. And this thing, this no-wake deal that they tried to pass in our county, couldn't pass it because it was unenforceable. People ought to use their sense a little bit if you're going to do it. If you're going to do it and you want to do it, go out in the middle of the lake, because you don't have to be in the shoreline. Who gives a rip what you're doing? If you like it, go out in the middle of the lake.
Yeah. Just be respectful to the property owners out there and the rest of the folks that are on the lake.
You bet. Well, you know, and we seem to have had a lot of boat traffic this summer, too. More boat traffic and pontoons. I've had people make comments to me they never saw so many pontoons on the Chippewa Flow each year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we saw fishermen, I think.
Absolutely. But that speaks to the area. A lot of folks coming up to visit us. And
it's a good place to come to vacation and enjoy the lakes and the outdoors.
Absolutely.
Bob, I know you're prepared for the fall here in the shop. You got a lot of different stuff. You got a couple things on sale, too.
We do. Lucky Buck, that's normally $22.99 for $16.99.
That's a deer mineral.
Yes, it is, and it's a great price on it. And then, obviously, we're all stocked up with crossbows and all the accessories to go with it. So stop in, and if you just need to tune up your crossbow or compound, got a good staff in here to take care of you.
You got fall fishing stuff too, and I know you got a sale on some of your docks and stuff here.
We do, 10% off on all docks and lifts for in-stock product only. And then, of course, Stevie's been working on building the muskie wall back up.
Wow, yeah, that's a big deal in the fall, the muskie thing. Well, Bob, I want to thank you for taking the time in here on the show.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks, Art and Desmond.
Take care.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, Art, going back to some of these events, as far as the dates on these big events,
right.
You know, that Chippewa Flowage muskie hunt, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. And that's a pretty big event that a lot of people go to.
In fact, you can't fish in it if you aren't part of it right now.
And they fill up pretty
somebody
fast.
Somebody almost has to die in order to get into that tournament.
Yeah, you know, and then the next one after that will be the Youth Muskie Hunt put on by the YCA, Youth Conservation Alliance, out on Moose Lake. And that's a pretty big event now. That a lot of muskies caught in that thing, 40, 50 kids in it. I helped during that guiding. That will be September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That's interesting.
How does somebody get into that, though?
You have to get a hold of Kevin Bushnick up here. He's in the phone book. You know, or if you come to me, I could probably direct you to where to get into it. I don't know how many openings they have or what in it, because there's kids from all over, you know, the Midwest who show up in that thing. And getting these kids out is an important thing, too.
Oh, absolutely it is.
You bet. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that's one event. And then you've got Treelands has a fly fishing muskie tournament. That'll be September 28th and 29th.
That's a Jim Dandy when you stop to think about it, and they do quite well every year.
Oh, you know, and it's gotten to be quite popular, and I can't, you know, it's kind of puzzling to me how all of a sudden it got popular, because there were some of us that were catching muskies on fly rods 35 years ago, and nobody did it, nobody wanted to do it then, and now all of a sudden it's a popular thing.
Well, not only that, there have been enough people working on it that they've come up with some flies that are just absolutely astounding.
Huge flies they're throwing.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we fished years ago with a lot
we
smaller flies.
We didn't have
flies.
Huge flies then.
No, but, you know, with lots smaller flies, but we still caught some pretty good fish.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got the Fall Muskies Inc. Tournament. That will be October, the first weekend in October. That'll be the 5th, 6th, and 7th. And you got a couple things, Dev.
Yeah, one event I attended last year I was a big fan of is the Ladies Muskie School hosted by Deerfoot Lodge and Resort out on the Chippewa Flowage. That's October 19th to the 21st. The early bird registration, I'm not sure how far it runs, but right now it's only $45 to register for a 3-day event. This event's got a ton of different stuff. They're going to have DNR biologist Max Walter in, just giving an update on the hatcheries. Tons of different workshops. Last year there were equipment demos. You could try out different musky rods, throwing different lures. They showed you how to tie your knots, how to select the correct leader. And they even had some fish handling demonstrations where they caught a couple small pike and really taught all the women who were there how to attend them. And then they round up a bunch of boats and people willing to drive them and actually get you out on the lake. So
sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And you meet a lot of like-minded women, too, who are there wanting to learn about the sport of muskie fishing. So if you're interested in that, you can search 2018 Ladies Muskie School on Facebook or just search for Deerfoot Lodge and Resort. Get in touch with Amanda Wilson, and she can get you registered.
And that's the event that you had to talk about there. Yeah, you bet. You know, and we're going to have to take a break right now, Art, and hear from some of our fine sponsors. I got an interview with one of the guides from over on the other side of the state. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also carry archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, scents, tree stands, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Save on Tracker boats and get up to a $1,000 Bass Pro gift card at Hayward Power Sports. During the sensational summer boat sales event, we can add additional discounts beyond Tracker's national pricing. Get a 2018 Tracker Targa V18 walkthrough with 150 horse Mercury 4-stroke, trailer, and travel cover for just $29,999. Or with 20% down, payments of $266 a month. Plus, you get the Tracker Promise, an industry-best 5-year warranty. Get your Tracker today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And Art, you know, I had a chance to get over that St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day earlier this summer, and one of the people I ran into over there is Chaz Martin, who's a fishing guide, young guy, who kind of is Joe Booker's taking him underneath his wing, and they film. He does a lot of filming work for Joe Booker. Interesting young guy.
I was thinking about that. Joe's getting to the point in his life where he might think about retiring.
Well, you know, I mean, some of us would like to, but we can't afford to. And, you know, and
I think Joe can.
And plus, I enjoy doing what I'm doing, too. But anyway, let's hear what he had to say about muskie fishing, and we come back, we'll have even more on your outdoors. We're down to the St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day. We're talking to Chaz Martin. And Chaz, you know, the industry is changing out there.
You're darn right. We were just talking from, you know, probably the 60s and 70s and 80s, and now into the 2000s. We have seen major changes. We've seen the shift from the 5.5 to 6 foot rods, and then the pounder bulldogs, the 16 ounce lures that are even heavier. And now we're seeing another shift from the big lures to the downsized lures. And St. Croix, what's neat about this company is they've continued to produce products that help us anglers be more successful and consistent on the water.
Well, St. Croix, a great product. I've used St. Croix for a lot of years. And, you know, it just besides the rods, though, there's a lot of things that have changed. I've been in the business for over 40 years now. Over 40 years out here seeing stuff. And, you know, just the way we fish, the equipment, the duck, depth finders, and we're looking in different places on the lake. A lot of different things.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, it's with those changes that you have to adapt as an angler to really stay consistent in this sport. And I think you'd probably say, you said 40 years of experience. You've probably seen it all in the way the fisheries have developed. But this, I'd say on the muskie side of things, this is probably one of the best times to get into muskie angling because of the catch and release that's going on, would you say?
You bet. I think it is. I mean, one of the best times to go after big fish. And, you know, yet we see people out there that just can't catch a muskie. What do you give them tips? How do you tip?
Absolutely. I would say a couple of the biggest things. Boat control is probably number one. Get to know how to work your boat. You know, it's easy to control your boat when it's calm and it's this nice sunny day. But usually during good fishing, or the best spots, it's windy. It's tough to control your boat. And if you got casts spraying all over and your boat's drifting around, your chances of boating a muskie consistently, you know, aren't very good. So boat control is number one. Get to know how to control your boat in tough conditions. And I'd say, too, and I know you'd agree with me, is casting fundamentals and especially figure eighting. People ask me a lot, how many muskies do you really catch with a foot of line out? I say,
a lot.
About 50% of them. If I caught 100 muskies this year, I say at least 45 to 50 muskies, and those could be my biggest ones, which they usually are. The big ones are right at the side of the boat. And so being an expert at figurating and using the correct rods, using long rods to figurate and do it well, it makes all the difference.
It's a lot of little things, and I know you fish
it
with
is,
Joe Booker,
yeah.
And you film with him a lot, and you watch Joe fish, and I mean, some of the guys that are older out there, we've had to develop that stuff over years just to add all the little things. That's what counts.
You're darn right, man. I mean, it's all those years of, like we were talking about before, if you've caught a lot of muskies, you've also lost a lot of muskies. And through each loss, as heartbreaking as they can be, you learn a little bit. I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again. And over time, that's what you're seeing. When you watch a guy that's really, truly an expert, you're seeing all those changes come into play in one smooth cast and one smooth retrieve.
You know, a lot of what you can apply when you're out there hunting for that big buck is similar to when you're out there muskie fishing.
Absolutely. You got to be ready.
Yeah,
when the money's on the line, you got to perform.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Chaz, it's been interesting talking to you here, and everybody's really enjoying this out here. A huge crowd out here at St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day.
It's fantastic, and it really is. It's all about the customers. I mean, these folks that St. Croix makes these rods for, they're the best customers in the world, and they are so loyal to this brand, and it really is because St. Croix is such a great company, and they listen to the customer. If the customer needs something, St. Croix is there to make that product. So it's really
getting more people all over across the whole industry, though. The DNR is even listening to the
people. Absolutely, man. But, you know, even with the rain, it just goes to show you what a great company is because everybody's here.
We're busy. You bet. Well, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's interesting listening to him because he kind of parallels what Joe Booker says about the muskie fishing. It's good, but there's a lot of little details that you have to pay attention to be able to be successful out there. You know, we need to take another break, Art, and hear from more of our fine sponsors. I'll have another short interview and some interesting things we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check and Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And Art, you know, we talked about fly fishing muskie tournament and fly fishing muskies. That's something that one of the guides that hangs around here, actually works at Hayward Bait and Bottle, Eric Tui, does a lot of. I had a chance to talk to Eric about that fly fishing for muskies. So let's hear a little short interview on that, and then we've got some interesting things to talk about after that. Well, Eric, you know, when it comes to fall muskies, the sucker fishing, the fall trolling, all that stuff. But one thing that's pretty good in the fall, too, is fly fishing on some of the rivers and even on some of the lakes.
Absolutely. As some of you anglers know, on the lakes, we start to get fish up extremely shallow. And, not that we can't achieve other depths with a fly rod just by using or utilizing a different fly line, but when these fish move up into the shallows, you know, even a shallow is 2 feet of water, our topwater baits, big giant poppers that move a lot of water, that make a lot of noise, can be very, very effective on these fish. They don't see that type of thing on a daily basis by any means. So it's something new for them. And then as well as utilizing something in like an intermediate line or a very neutrally buoyant fly with a sinking line. And we actually tend to hunt a little bit more where we're going to put the rod in our armpit, actually the handle where you typically hold on to. We two-handed strip. So we take both hands and we strip that fly in, keeping a low rod tip, as fast as we can. Just like a bucktail screaming across the water. It's a similar manner. We don't have the big blades to put off vibration, but with some of these flies and the way they move and wiggle, and not only that, they displace water because they're maybe a big deer hair head, these fish will react strongly to them and chase it well up into the boat, into that figure eight.
Well, you know, if somebody's looking to get out and try and catch a muskie on a fly rod, how do they get a hold of you or where?
Well, they definitely can stop in here at the bait shop, and, I'm more than open to having someone pick my brain a little bit. But if they'd like to try and get out on the water with me and learn a little bit more to the sport of muskie on the fly, or if they're a well-veteran fly fisherman and would like to, try and tangle with a big muskie on the fly, they can reach me as well at 612-384-9127.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thanks, John.
Well, it's interesting, but I want to talk about one thing here is some challenges in fish management, Art. A lot of people understand now we've been stocking these extended growth walleyes in northern Wisconsin because there's some kind of a problem going on. They're studying it right now, trying to figure out exactly what it is. One of the things that I got back from the DNR was that the food source for a lot of these little tiny walleyes after they hatch is not in the lakes like it used to be, and they're starving these little walleyes before they can start to grow. But in any case, we're countering that by extended growth walleye stocking, and that's where you had the interview with McConnell out there. They're building that new hatchery. We need the type of setup to be able to keep our walleye fisheries going. But, you know, the fisheries problem is not a unique thing to Wisconsin here. It's all over. You know, I just made a trip up to Alaska, up on the Kenai River up there. And the thing we ran into there was that the state closed the sockeye salmon season down. Because now, after doing more research on it, I'm finding out that they're saying this is one of the worst years for sockeye salmon up there. A lot of strange things happening that's basically going on that's limiting the...
It's climate and it's habitat. If your lake is getting a lot warmer than it used to be, it may kill some phytoplankton and zooplankton. I don't know, but that's a problem.
Well, you know, and I don't know if we're seeing these problems down south further. You moved up here from Louisiana. Are they having some problems down there at all, or does everything seem to be fine down there that you've seen?
It seems to be fine. Last I checked in with someone, but that was about a year ago down there in the fall.
It's warm down there anyhow.
It is warm down there, but you know, they got a lot of different changes going on too, especially in Louisiana, losing the wetlands and everything else. So I'm certain they might not be the same problems, but I'm sure they're facing them.
Generally, what I'm trying to say here is we're having a problem all over, so we need to work. Like, we got our walleye club here working on stocking extended growth fish, and we've got LCO is extending growth fish, and we're going to see more and more of that coming up over the next, you know, generation to maintain our fisheries.
That's true, and I think that the fact that they set up the amount of fish that you can take is great. I think the fact that all of these clubs are still involved and really involved is always good. But it's also the fishermen. The fishermen have to start thinking about what they're doing.
Well, you know, and that's interesting that we've got the size limits we've got now. And I know, Desmond, you've seen what we've done with our walleye slot limits here. We've got myself and Art and a lot of people for years have been saying we needed to have those slot limits.
Absolutely, it really is. And, you know, following up on what Art said, that's just part of being a responsible angler.
But I don't know, you got anything else there to talk about that you wanted to talk about, Art?
Yeah, the only thing the thing that's kind of interesting is the hunters. Des, you were talking about hunting for the first time. There's something happening with the DNR and the State Highway Patrol. They're using drones now. And if you're out there and you have too much corn, you're going to get nailed this year. Believe me, a lot of people don't know that. But I sure as hell would not put too much corn down, because those drones will fly around, tell the wardens where you are, what you've got under you or near you.
Well, speaking of that too, now somebody was telling me the other day, now they found even more counties with CWD now.
Yep, and CWD you can't feed. You're not supposed to feed.
Right, you know, you're not supposed to. And I know the hunting seasons are coming up here, and from a woman's perspective, that's another sport you're trying to get into, and it's be interesting.
Absolutely, and just like fishing, it's another sport that you can Google and read all day long, but if you can find a mentor that'll walk you through the process, there's a lot to learn. It's incredibly exciting, but just like fishing, you really got to make sure you're doing it responsibly, both for the animals that you're going after and for yourself and your hunting partners.
You know, it's amazing once you start looking at it, and you know, the amount of women that are into the sports of hunting and fishing nowadays. There's a lot of professionals out there, writers and people on TV that both men and women, but there's the women anglers, the women hunters crowd is growing.
It is. You know, I follow a women's magazine called Adventress, and they cover just the world, the women's outdoors, and the woman who kind of founded that magazine, Jennifer Pendence, I think is her name. She just went and did a women's hunting presentation in Iowa, I saw. I've got another friend up in Ontario that she's a furrier and trapper, and she's become one of the kind of the premier faces of the advocates for the fur trade, just because she's got a unique voice and she can really get that message out. So, you know, women are here and they're definitely making an impact.
Where does somebody find out information if they want to get into fishing or hunting in the women's side?
There's a lot of different places you could go. You know, I'm a big advocate of the women's fishing clubs. I'm a member of Wisconsin Women Fish. There's also the Women Anglers of Minnesota, WAM. You can find all that stuff on Google or on Facebook. And there's just a lot of resources out there. I mentioned the Adventress magazine. That's also online. There's a new Facebook group that recently started, and they've got an accompanying podcast called the Women Angler and Adventurer Group. And that's run by Angie Scott out of Tennessee. But she just brought on Barb Carey, who's a professional fisherwoman and has been for quite some time. She's the president of our Wisconsin group. And they're going to be co-hosting a podcast. And so that's just another great way to listen in your downtime and learn.
Boy, interesting stuff out there, Art.
Who was pushing pink for hunting deer?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know one thing. We're about out of time for this week's show. And
it's not me.
And if we you know what? If you miss a show, you can always get that show from our website at WNORadio.net. From there, you can link through to a podcast or to our YouTube site. And we've got some interesting videos going up on the YouTube, too.
And locally, the time to hear our program.
It's at 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings and 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
101.1 FM.
And we'll see you again next week, folks.
Me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.